In Salem, a former Army Staff Sergeant named Jared Starks has run out of medications that keep him stable. He has severe post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental and physical wounds of war, but he's currently not eligible for veterans' health benefits that would include prescription refills. That's because Starks was kicked out of the Army for bad behavior. He's far from alone. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has this story in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
Jared Starks joined the Army right out of high school with dreams of a 20-year career. He left the Army earlier this year in disgrace. Starks recalls being escorted from the psychiatric ward at Madigan Army Hospital to an out-processing center and then to the front gate of Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
I had a 90-day supply of medication that I received from Madigan in a paper lunch sack.
That sack of pills was Starks' lifeline, a combination of antidepressants, beta blockers, antipsychotics, muscle relaxants, and sleep aids. A daily cocktail that allowed Starks to keep his anger and anxiety in check. He sports a baseball cap that reads,
"Warning, this vet is medicated for your protection."
It's a joke, but not really.
In every joke lay a bit of truth.
On the day I met Starks, he still had 11 days worth of pills left. We sat in his bedroom in his father's split-level house in Salem. He opened up a military-style waterproof container where he kept his medicines and lined up the orange bottles. I asked him what might happen when he ran out.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a doctor, and the only thing that I've been told by the doctors is that it's bad to stop taking them.
If Starks was a typical veteran with PTSD, he'd sign up for VA benefits and get his prescription drug refills. But he doesn't qualify for veterans' health care, at least not for now. That's because in May, he was kicked out of the Army with an other-than-honorable discharge for drug use and going absent without leave. Starks says he did those things because when he came home from Afghanistan, he was pretty messed up.
Just the act of putting my uniform in the morning would trigger flashbacks and bring my anxiety and depression to a level that was just unbearable.
So you just simply could not face work?
No, absolutely not.
Even Army doctors concluded he was unfit for duty and should be medically retired. Stark says there were times he was so angry he might have even been capable of murder.
It's possible.
Would you have potentially killed yourself?
It's possible.
Starks was in and out of psychiatric hospitals 3 times, but his misconduct prompted the Army to take a hard line. Starks was jailed on base and charged with crimes related to his drug use and going AWOL. Rather than face court-martial, Starks accepted a voluntary separation from the Army. In Afghanistan, he had earned a Bronze Star with Valor. Back home, Starks was handed an other-than-honorable discharge.
I've been stripped of all rank. I've been denied an honorable discharge. And basically, the Army has made repeated statements that they want nothing to do with me anymore.
Officials at Lewis-McChord respond that Starks knew the risks when he voluntarily chose to separate from the Army to avoid court-martial and possible conviction. According to Defense Department records, more than 20,000 soldiers and Marines were booted from the military between 2008 and 2011 with other than honorable discharges. Current federal law says these former service members, even if they suffer from the mental or physical wounds of war, lose their automatic right to veterans' medical benefits. Kristen Cunningham is with the Veterans Health Administration in Washington, D.C. She explains what happens if an other than honorable veteran shows up seeking care.
The veteran is counseled that we cannot provide health care unless there's an emergent condition at that point in time.
Instead, the veteran is placed in a sort of health care limbo while the VA conducts a comprehensive review of the record, including the misconduct. That can take months, and there are no guarantees of care at the end of the process. The VA says it doesn't track how many other than honorable veterans apply for these reviews or how many are ultimately awarded health coverage. But for the last several years, these vets have found support from an unlikely source, senior military lawyers. Major Evan Simone is chief of military justice at Fort Benning, Georgia. He says, of course, it's important to maintain good order and discipline in the ranks. But Simone argues the military must also recognize that
it's pretty clear that there's a connection oftentimes between misconduct and mental health conditions.
Simone isn't the only military lawyer to raise this concern. In a 2010 Law Review article, Army Major Tiffany Chapman called on Congress to change federal law to ensure that soldiers with PTSD get treatment regardless of the circumstances under which they were discharged. Washington Senator Patty Murray, who's established herself as a veterans advocate, doesn't go that far. Instead, she says,
what we have to focus on first and foremost is making sure that the process that they go through for appeals is done in a quick and accurate manner.
Back in Salem, Jared Starks has applied for a review of his case, but his county veterans services rep recently advised him a decision will likely take a year or more. Starks doesn't know if he can wait that long. He says he experiences multiple flashbacks every day. Starks visibly shakes as he tells me about his worst day in Afghanistan, his 25th birthday. His close friend was killed in a bomb blast. The alleged trigger man escaped on a motorcycle with an 8-year-old boy on the back. Starks shot and killed them both.
I still see that kid's face in my dreams at night. I definitely have guilt over killing that kid and his dad.
Stark's father, Lonnie, a former Navy man, says his son came home from Afghanistan broken.
When I find out that he isn't even entitled to medical benefits, that blows my mind. I can't imagine the military I was in giving that kind of treatment to anybody.
Jared Starks could get some counseling at a local vet center. For now, he plans to start taking classes at his local community college. It's one way he hopes to stay out of jail or a psychiatric hospital. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
There's more to this story, and you can find additional details on our website, nwpr.org, including a link to the Seattle Times story on barriers that troubled veterans face in getting access to care.